Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Black Swan Investor Weatherproof. Your Retirement by Andrew McNair is a retirement planning and personal finance book focused on the problem of rare, disruptive market events. Its subject is not general investing in isolation, but the specific vulnerability of retirees and pre-retirees whose income plans can be damaged by sudden crises such as financial crashes, pandemics, inflation shocks, or sharp market reversals. McNair, a financial professional associated with Swan Capital, frames retirement planning as an adaptive process rather than a one-time calculation. The book aims to translate the idea of a black swan event, a low probability but high impact disruption, into practical financial planning questions: how income is generated, how risk is spread, how plans are reviewed, and how retirees avoid reactive decisions under stress, because public information about the book is limited. Its most reliable positioning is as a practical guide to retirement resilience, income protection, and financial agility during uncertain conditions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, black swan events are treated as retirement planning risks, not abstract market surprises. The central idea of the book is that rare and disruptive events can matter more in retirement than in ordinary wealth accumulation. A younger investor may have decades of earnings and contributions ahead, but a retiree is often drawing from assets at the same time markets are falling. That creates a different kind of vulnerability. Losses are not only paper declines, but may coincide with withdrawals needed for daily living. McNair uses the black swan concept to focus attention on events that cannot be precisely forecast, but can still be planned around. The practical implication is that retirement planning should not depend on calm market assumptions, smooth average returns, or confidence that the next crisis will resemble the last one. A weatherproof plan must assume that uncertainty is permanent. This does not mean predicting every disruption. It means building a financial structure that can absorb shocks without forcing the retiree into panic selling, excessive spending cuts, or sudden lifestyle changes. The book, therefore, shifts the discussion from prediction to preparedness, emphasizing that resilience comes from plan design rather than market timing. Secondly, dynamic retirement planning replaces the idea of a fixed plan after retirement begins. A major theme associated with McNair's retirement planning approach is the rejection of the belief that planning ends once retirement starts. Retirement can last decades, and during that period, markets, interest rates, health needs, tax rules, family obligations, and inflation conditions may all change. A static plan can become outdated, even if it was reasonable when first created. The book presents retirement planning as an ongoing management process, where reviews and adjustments are part of the design rather than signs of failure. This matters because black swan events often expose hidden assumptions. A plan may appear safe during stable markets, but become fragile when income sources change, asset values decline, or expenses rise unexpectedly. Regular reviews allow retirees to revisit withdrawal levels, portfolio exposures, income sources, and risk tolerance before stress becomes severe. The reasoning is practical adaptability reduces the need for drastic decisions. A flexible plan can respond to new data, while a rigid plan may leave retirees choosing between selling depressed assets, cutting necessary spending, or abandoning long-term goals. Thirdly, income diversification is presented as a defense against market-dependent retirement cash flow. The book is positioned around protecting retirement income. So diversification is not only about owning many investments, it is about creating multiple sources of cash flow that respond differently to economic conditions. Publicly available material connected to McNair emphasizes retirement income, wealth preservation, social security, pensions, and alternative income-oriented assets. The logic is that if a retiree depends too heavily on selling market assets for monthly income, a sudden downturn can create sequence risk withdrawals during depressed prices can permanently reduce the portfolio's recovery potential. More resilient planning separates essential spending from the most volatile parts of the portfolio. Stable income sources may cover core expenses, while market-based assets can be given more time to recover. The book also aligns with the idea of considering broader income tools, including assets designed for yield or inflation sensitivity, although such strategies require careful due diligence and are not risk-free. The main lesson is not that any single product solves retirement risk. It is that income architecture matters, because the timing, reliability, and inflation sensitivity of cash flows affect whether a retiree can withstand turbulence. Fourthly, behavioral discipline is part of weatherproofing, because crisis decisions can magnify losses. Black swan events are damaging not only because prices move sharply, but because they create fear, confusion, and pressure to act quickly. The book's weatherproofing premise implies that retirees need a plan they can follow during turbulence, not merely a strategy that looks efficient in normal conditions. Panic selling is one of the clearest examples of a behavior that can turn a temporary market decline into a lasting retirement setback. If a retiree exits risk assets after a major drop and then hesitates to re-enter, the portfolio may miss the recovery that would have repaired part of the damage. McNair's practical orientation suggests that preparation is partly psychological. Retirees should understand in advance which assets fund near-term needs, which assets are intended for longer horizons, and what changes would justify action. This reduces emotional decision-making because choices are tied to a prior framework. The book also treats turbulence as a period in which opportunities may appear, but only investors with liquidity, discipline, and clear objectives can evaluate them rationally. Weatherproofing, therefore, includes both protection from forced errors and readiness to act selectively. Lastly, retirement myths are challenged because simple assumptions can hide real spending and inflation pressures. Another important dimension of the book is its challenge to common retirement assumptions. McNair's public retirement education materials highlight myths such as the belief that retirees will automatically spend less or that no major adjustments will be needed after retirement begins. These assumptions can weaken planning because they reduce attention to healthcare, long-term care, family support, taxes, housing, travel, and inflation. Even when discretionary spending declines in some years, essential expenses may rise, and inflation can erode purchasing power over a long retirement. A plan built on overly optimistic spending assumptions may look secure on paper while leaving little margin for real-life changes. The book's black swan framing reinforces this point. The greatest threats are often not ordinary fluctuations but events that reveal untested weaknesses. By debunking simplistic beliefs, the book encourages retirees to examine the durability of their income, the flexibility of their expenses, and the role of legacy or estate goals. The practical value is that it moves retirement planning away from slogans and towards stress testing, asking what happens if costs rise, markets fall, income changes, or longevity exceeds expectations. In conclusion, The Black Swan Investor Weatherproof: Your Retirement is Best Suited for People Approaching Retirement, Recent Retirees, and Financial Advisors Who Want a Practical Framework for Discussing Market Shocks and Income Durability. Its benefits are primarily applied rather than theoretical. Readers can use it to think more clearly about how retirement income is structured, why ongoing reviews matter, how emotional reactions during crises can harm portfolios, and why assumptions about spending or stability deserve scrutiny. The book also has intellectual value because it adapts the black swan concept to the specific context of retirement, where timing, withdrawals, and psychological pressure make disruption different from ordinary long-term investing risk, compared with many retirement books that emphasize broad rules, asset allocation formulas, or motivational financial independence themes. This book stands out through its focus on weatherproofing. Its realistic position in the category is as a concise, advisor-driven guide to resilience rather than a comprehensive academic treatment of markets. Readers looking for guaranteed formulas or highly technical portfolio modeling may find it less suited to that purpose. Readers who want a plain language approach to preparing for uncertainty, diversifying income, and maintaining flexibility during retirement are more likely to find it useful. If you would like to support Andrew McNair, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.